am Jamie Johansson at the 85th Annual Grow Mark meeting here in Chicago, Illinois, and I am pleasured to be standing by Darren Riskadal, one of the state FFA officers from Illinois. Tell me what brings you to this meeting this week.
We are up here this week for the Grow Mark Annual Meeting for to just celebrate the 85 years of the Grow Mark cooperative business. We're here to we're presenting the flags this morning at the meeting, and then the state presidents and representative from Canada are also speaking.
What is your message going to be to the audience?
My message today is concerning the resources provided by cooperatives, whether it be the products that they provide or the services and the support that they provide along with the products. So that's what I'm speaking about this morning.
Well, wonderful. And being a past FFA member and a past ACT teacher myself, I understand what it means to wear the blue and gold. And so tell me a little bit about the future of agriculture.
Well, you know, the future of agriculture is a very bright industry right now. As we all know, it's a big thing in order to feed the world and clothe the world. The agriculture industry is a big thing. And that's what we as state officers do this year is we travel around the state promoting FFA and agricultural education in order to try and show the people what we do in agriculture.
What are the challenges? What is the biggest challenge we are facing as agriculturalists here in 2012?
Here in 2012, we're looking into the future with the world's growing population and needing to feed that population, and then the number of agriculturalists is declining. So we're faced with the challenge to produce more food on less ground for more people. So that's one of our biggest challenges now.
Well, thank you, Darren. Again, I am with Darren Riskadal at the 2012 Annual Grow Mark meeting here in Chicago, Illinois.